We have lost a great living American. Roger Erickson.
I'm hoping you were going to say that.
89 years old. It wasn't long before he joined with Charlie Boone to form a legendary early morning team that woke up Minnesota for 37 years, believed to be the country's longest running radio team at the same station. I mean, I live for the guy. He got me out of school a lot if it snowed.
Oh, always clinging to the radio.
Erickson grew up on a farm in Winthrop, and he never forgot his roots, mentioning his hometown frequently. He studied speech and theater at the University of Minnesota and also served 2 years in the Army. Hmm. He and Charlie began chatting and trading jokes on the air, in the afternoon and were paired in 1961 for mornings. The lasting memory many Minnesotans have of Erickson are those snowy winter mornings waiting to hear if he said their school was closed for the day or late. You know, right. Matamidi, White Bear, Maplewood, 1 hour late.
And you didn't want to hear that. You wanted to hear closed.
He took pride in his writings that made their way onto the airwaves, none more popular than Minnesota Hospital, which was so corny it was good. Remember that?
I do remember that.
Roger reprised his role of Dr. Gil Whitney at the 2014 Minnesota State Fair. Boone and Erickson's partnership came to an end in 1998 when Erickson decided to retire from the airwaves but remained active in community activities.
That was all the way back in 98.
Yeah.
Wow.
Charlie died in November of 2015. I knew Charlie because he interviewed me a few times.
Mm-hmm. Did he really?
For books. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day.
Before you were in radio?
I didn't know Rod very well. My brother did. Yeah, Charlie died in November of 2015, and now Roger at the age of 89. He truly was a legendary guy.
Now, those two would, if they were alive here sitting in the studio, would tell you it wasn't what they did. It's just they found someone that they had chemistry with. There's not these weird TV or radio pairings where the program manager is, you know, trying to force something.
It seems that they brought this about of their own volition.
Right, and they realized, wow, this is natural.
Mm-hmm.
And that came across on the air where mm-hmm. it wasn't difficult for them to be on the air with each other.
Also, you know, when you're in an area where about 98% of the radios in the state were tuned to the old neighbor.
A 98 share
you could have gotten away with anything.
A 98 share helps,
I don't know if
yes.
It was 98%, but it might as well have been. God.
If there was weather, yes.
They were dominant.
If there was any event, that's where they went. People went. Because my household was guilty of it as well.
Okay, I'll tell you what they did. In my estimation, the root of their success was.
What was that?
They created a sense of place. You knew where you were.
Yep.
You knew you were in Minnesota.
Okay.
You knew you were in the metro area. That's what Steve Cannon did. He created a sense of place.
Hi, gang. This is Cannon for Country Hearth Bread.
Yeah, and that's crucial to the development of any show that wants to be local. You have to develop that local sense of place.
As a 20-year-old, I would listen to them coming home from Dayton's to go to work at the theater, at mm-hmm. Grandview Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, to have an afternoon morning show with the young guy, single guy about to be married, listening to you that's pretty good.
Well, and think about, Joe, you're talking about the sense of place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he's rattling through the school, I mean, you're all glued and your heart starts to increase, your heart rate increases when you're getting close to where you think your school might be rattled off.
How do we get some of that?
And rather than poo-poo that or think it was somehow beneath him to just do school closings,
mm-hmm.
it became part of the folklore. It was right. He created an art form. It was an art form.
That was a must listen
mm-hmm.
because nobody else had that. We didn't have it here in 1500. We try
now everybody does it, don't they?
Yeah.
Or no, now it's what? Parents get texted or
they still do it on TV,
social media.
Yeah, you go on the interlinks and get it.
But usually there's a direct text that the school's going to close or it won't be open due to weather.
But you can drive through the Twin Cities area and hear a lot of radio shows and not know whether you're in Omaha or Miami. Right?
Huh.
When they were on, it was Minnesota.